to you.
We don't care if you have cancer, or glaucoma, or you need it for pain. No. We don't care. You can't have a firearm. You have to choose. You have to choose between, you know, your Second Amendment right or going through pain. It's no big deal, right? It's unbelievable. If you guys step back and think about what we've lost, it's truly remarkable. It's scary. Remember all the things growing up people would say, you know, they would say, like, make fun of China. Oh, what is this, China? Well, you do that in China. You can replace that with the word America now, because we are worse than China, okay? Think about what you go through at the airport, guys. You don't do that in other countries. You don't. We talked about it one night on here. We had Ronnie on. She's another host. You know, late at night she came on, and she's from Australia. And she told us that she, you know, she went through China, she went through a few other places all on this one trip, and, you know, she had to stop over at the United States, and it was the absolute worst experience of her life. Absolute harassed her daughter, her, you know, the groped down, the whole thing. The whole nine yards. It's despicable. Aren't you guys ashamed? I'm kind of ashamed. I'm embarrassed. I don't know about ashamed. Maybe I shouldn't say ashamed because it's not my fault, but I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for what we've become. How could you not be? You can't even hold your head high anymore and proud and say, I'm an American. I mean, you can, but does it mean the same? Look what they've done to our name. We're known as, like, we're like friggin' Germany was known as years ago. I mean, look at us. We just invade everybody. What did Iraq do to us, guys? Come on, let's be honest. What did Iraq do to us? Crap. They didn't do nothing. What did Afghanistan do to us? Nothing. What did Libya do to us? Nothing. What about these places where the drones are? Pakistan, Yemen. Nothing. Oh, well, people will say, oh, well, they're killing Al-Qaeda. You morons. Al-Qaeda's run by us. So if they didn't put Al-Qaeda out there, they wouldn't need to have to kill them. So why don't we just stop faking all the bullcrap? I mean, seriously. People still buy that up. I find that amazing. I have some friends that still, they still think Al-Qaeda is this big evil group and Al-Qaeda's helping us out and later it's all okay, you know, because blah, 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 blah. No. If they killed 3,000 people, then what do you, seriously. Now, I know that they didn't kill the 3,000 people. Most of you guys know that Al-Qaeda didn't kill 3,000 people. But if that's what they're going to run and say they did, all right, well, how are you going to chill with them later? Think about it. It's like talking mad smack about your worst enemy and then you're hanging out with them at the bar all night. I mean, come on. And people buy it up. They still buy it up. Every time I see them talk about Al-Waqi or they killed him or they didn't kill him, they killed his kid, it's just like, come on, man. People don't know by now. And I guess they don't. It's frustrating, too. You know what I'm trying to tell people. It really is. It really is frustrating. You guys know how it is. You guys have all tried to do it. It's very, 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 very toxic sometimes, isn't it? But we have to keep doing it, don't we? I mean, until these people wake up, I mean, we have to fight for them. That's become our responsibility. Yeah. I think it has. Absolutely. When they're talking about electric bills going up again, you know, they're probably going to increase, like, another 40% coming up in the next year, in the next 2 to 3 years, they're saying. There's over 16 major electric companies now have, you know, they applied with the government for upgrade fees. They want to up everybody's fees at least, you know, 5 to 10%. Some of the big ones are, going right for the 10%. And you know how the electric companies are, guys. It's all a monopoly. At least where I live, I don't have a choice. It's either get National Grid or you don't have electricity. So they can charge you whatever they want. You better believe that they do. The bills are so friggin' much money, man. I don't know. You know, I don't even know how I'm surviving out here. People that have, you know, 3-4 kids, I really feel for you. I don't know how you do it. The grocery bills are going up. Look at the price of groceries. Groceries going up at least 40% too. Just in the last year. You guys see it. The prices are through the roof. It costs you $300 to go food shopping now. And And not only that, you get less food. They give you less at every serving. Everything you buy that used to be 16 ounces is like 14 ounces, and the price didn't go down. All right? Everything that was 2 liters is like a liter and a half. Everything that was 5 pounds is 4.5. They change everything. They don't tell you. It's not like, hey, new packaging. No. They just change the ounces, hope you don't read it, and the price is the same. And you think, oh, great. You know? Price hasn't gone up. Nope, they go up on everything. Everything. You know, sometimes it costs more money to eat home than it does to eat out. Especially if you're gonna eat healthy. You know, if you try to go to Whole Foods or whatever and get, you know, a bunch of organic stuff and try to eat good, it's expensive. They know that. They know people are gonna go for the cheap stuff. That's why the cheap stuff is cheap. The natural food's never gonna be cheap. It's so expensive. It is. I mean, just to get a food order like 3/4 the size of a regular food order will cost you like $300. It's a lot of money. I'll tell you what, though, from personal experience, there's nothing like eating those, you know, the grass-fed beef and everything else like that. I mean, it tastes so much better. It really does. You get all the enzymes you're supposed to get in the meat, all the stuff that you know what they do to the meat, guys? I'm talking to, you know, to the regular meat processing plants, what they do. They hang this stuff until it basically turns green, okay? And there's flies all over it and everything. Yeah, and it's like nasty, nasty, nasty. And then they hose it down with a chemical. They hose it down, and they wash off all the slime. And then they package it up, and you eat it. Think about it. And yes, that even goes for your other types of, you know, your Angus and all that other stuff that you think is better. And you know, they go through the same plants, the same process. Isn't that disgusting? If I knew that a long time ago, even before I knew about the organic food, I probably would have switched. Yeah, and the grass-fed beef is no joke. I mean, it's like twice the price. But it really is, you know, it really is delicious. I don't know how many of you guys out there have, you know, even really paid attention to the whole GMO thing. I didn't really know too much about it until maybe, you know, 5 or 6 months ago. Then I started really, really paying attention to it. These people that are in charge of your food, okay? They simply don't want you healthy. Now, I know that sounds absurd, okay? Some people listening out there for the first time, but it's true. It'll come up a lot on the show and other shows, you know, about the FDA, the USDA, and a myriad of other organizations like this that are just... The last thing they care about is your health. They want you to be sick, okay? They do. They want you to be sick. They want to prescribe you medicine. They want you in their cancer treatment centers. They don't want you having healthy food. They don't want you having natural medicine. They don't. The FDA is trying to pull all natural vitamins and supplements and antitoxins, herbs, potions, and superfoods. Pull them all off the shelves, okay? They want to pull them all off the shelves for a minimum of 90 days, okay? So let's say you're dependent on one of those things. Get ready, because when this goes down, no matter what it is, even if it's going to be able to stay on the shelf, it's going to come off for 90 days. Any of those things in those categories that I said, superfood, vitamin, natural vitamins, okay? If you want to make a synthetic vitamin, oh, no problem, we'll pass you. You want to make a natural one? You're going to break down every ingredient inside it. If you have 50 ingredients, you have every ingredient tested, okay? And then, let's say you have another natural vitamin that has 30 of the same ingredients. Can you go get 50 tested? No, you have to get all 30 plus the other ones all tested over again. They really want to just discourage companies from getting into the health business. They do. I mean, and that would discourage them. If you're about to start a health company and start... You'd be a fool to start a vitamin business in this country. They're just going to shut you down, unless that's what you plan. You know, you plan on being like, you know, underground, and when they shut things down, people come to you. But, you know, that's how it's going to be. They're running these people out of town. Look what they're doing to, like, you know, all the Whole Foods makers and Rossum Foods and places like that where they raid it and they're dumping out all the milk all over the floor. You got a homeless shelter, all right? You got a homeless shelter like 500 yards down the road, okay? And you're in Rossum Foods kicking shit over and dumping out milk. You tell me what's wrong with that. It's despicable. They don't care. You think they want to feed homeless? No. They'd rather go over and kick you, take your tent, slice your tent up. Seen that, where they do that in these tent cities? Where was the one where I saw where they were slicing all the tents? I think it was in California, San Francisco, or somewhere out there. You know, there's a bunch of homeless people because the economy sucks. It sucks. It's terrible right now. It's terrible. It's awful. Isn't it awful? Can you find a job? There's nothing out there. It's awful. So some people live in tents. They have to. Think they want to live in a tent? No. They want to live, though. Then they got these friggin' cops down there slicing up these people's tents. Did you guys see this? I wish I would have talked about this a while ago. I don't know why it just popped back in my head, and I don't have an article or anything in front of me. But this was a few months ago. I forget where they were. It was either Florida or California. It was somewhere with nice weather all the time. They had like a tent city because everybody's friggin' homeless. And the cops would go through and just harass these people. And when I say harass them, I'm talking about slicing up their tents. Now, if a cop comes through and slices up my tent, right? Wow, what a dick, right? I mean, he'd be a dick. But I go buy a new tent. I mean, it's $40, right? Well, if you slice a homeless person's tent, they don't have $40 to go buy a new tent. They don't. That's why they're homeless, because they don't have money. That's why they're in a tent. And they're going to slice their only roof over their head? Slice it up so they can't use it? These people are inhumane. People are homeless because of the misdeeds of this, you know, this financial system and the banking system and the non-regulations and the bank is regulating themselves. That's what's caused all this. There's more insider trading going on in Wall Street than you can even imagine. It's all that goes on. People, you see these cases come out, oh, insider trading, you know. Those are like the patsies of the insider trading world. Think about it. I mean, there's so much of it that goes on, and it's not frowned upon at all. I mean, that's just what goes on. These people are legally fudging with the numbers all the time to make themselves, you know, super, super, super rich. To take money out of your pocket. And that's how the whole financial system got like this. And basically, in simple terms, I mean, they gave out a bunch of loans that they know you couldn't pay, but they decided not to look into them, okay? They decided to turn the other cheek, and what that did, it created a huge bubble, okay? Now, the people that got in on the bubble in the beginning, if you think about it, they made a ton of money, and they could. Just think about it. Think about if I sold you a house for $1 million, but I knew you couldn't pay for it, right? I still sold you the house. Whether the bank comes in a year and takes it, I still get my money up front, right? I still get my cut, my commission. It's basically what happened. Not only that, I mean, they would bet against themselves. And then if they would lose and you wouldn't pay your loan, well, then they'd get a bailout from the government. They couldn't lose. It was a no-lose situation. Most people have no idea that that even happened. And a lot of that goes back to Glass-Steagall and, you know, other regulations being lifted. It's just... The way this country is set up, it's totally made for the rich. It is. We have the biggest disparity of rich to poor people in the world. We do. Like, the you know, almost all the money is controlled by, you know, like, a portion of 1% of the wealth. You know what I mean? And the middle class is just getting smaller and attacked. They want to rob the middle class. They want to push the middle class back into poverty. I mean, that's what they want to do. The middle class, too smart. They're waking up, you know. They're onto it. And they're just trying to bankrupt you. Think about what they're doing with inflation, guys. Think about anybody that's on a fixed income, okay? People don't think about that a lot. Okay, there's inflation. All right, well, you know, maybe, you know, we'll get paid more at our job. Well, not everybody gets paid more. You guys know that. Not everybody's cost of living increases right away every year when it should, okay? A lot of places skip over it because the economy sucks. And, it's just, it gets to a point where it's hard to even survive out here. It is. It's hard to survive. And that's all because of, you know, a few people's greed. And this is the message that they should be getting out at the Occupy Wall Street and these other places. Okay? Let's have some direction down there, guys. Let's have some leadership. Who's down there controlling this thing? It just seems like, you know, it just seems like a bunch of people with no direction just gathering. That's why we don't talk about it much. I mean, what am I going to say? Well, they got this done down there today, and they got this. I mean, it's kind of all just blah. You just get the impression that the whole thing's been co-opted from the start, and half of the people down there are saboteurs, and they're just going to get everybody assaulted by the cops. I mean, think about it. It's awful down there. Awful. The state that we're in, guys, it's sad. Dad, I mean, look what happens when you go to the airport. You go to the airport, they'll rape your kid. Yeah, think about it. They'll rape your kid. That's what you would call it. That's what you would call it outside. So now because it's a TSA worker with white gloves on, it's not rape anymore. It's a pat down. Okay. Okay. Now, the whole reason they got those machines, as we all know, is because of the underwear bomber. And we all know the underwear bomber was controlled by Anwar al-Awlaki. Who's controlled by who? He's controlled by the CIA. We all know that. And because of that, and because of people's greed, Michael Chertoff, he was, you know, the head of Homeland, and he signed into, you know, he signed into law that all these scanners be put in all the airports. And then after he did that, you know what he does now? He sits as the CEO of the company that makes the scanners. You're telling me that's not a scam? The guy left Homeland after he signs these things into law into every airport, and then they give him the job as CEO at the company. You tell me they weren't buttering him up before? That's the problem with the whole, you know, people, you know, they want to talk about the left-right paradigm and what's wrong with the political system. How about you get the lobbyists out of it? How about you take the money out? Because all it is bribery. If I come through and give you $2 million to your campaign, I'm expecting something. I am. I don't give a crap. If I give you $2 million to your campaign, I want you to make a law that favors me. And I'm a good guy. So what do you think these evil people think? I mean, they just throw money at these politicians all the time and get what they want. And you know, if you're an honest politician, well, that can make these type of decisions. You know, you're well off. You're not rich, but you're well off. But these guys are rich. They're throwing money at you like you've never seen. Oh, just sign your name here. You know, we'll give you $10 million, bud. Of course it happens all the time. I never understood, like, you know, I never understood a lot of things growing up as a kid. Now I know why. Because they don't make any sense. I wasn't supposed to understand them. You know, I never understood growing up how the whole campaign thing worked. Never made any sense to me. I never understood how, you know, guys that were rich, let's say, they couldn't use their own money in the campaign. That never made any sense to me. You had to get all the money from the outside. You can't just spend your own. What if you have the money? Why can't you blow it on your campaign? They should encourage that, shouldn't they? You use your own money. That should mean you have more into it, right? If I put $10 million of my own money and I only have $12 million, right? Say I put $10 million towards my campaign. Don't you know that I'm going to try really, 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 really hard? I'm not going to waste that money. But when it's other people's money, I mean, you'll just do whatever, right? Think about it. You might not think that way, but it's like the kid that gets the free car from his parents. Think about it. The kid that gets the free car from his parents never has to earn it. So he doesn't respect the car. He doesn't clean the car. He doesn't care if he sideswipes something. He doesn't care if he keys it or puts something on it. He doesn't care if he breaks something, either if he burns the seat. Because he didn't pay for it. Now, take that car away from the kid and give the car, like, you know, how I got my first car, saving up for working at McDonald's and bought it with cash. I didn't have any help. And I treated that car like a baby. Well, I mean, I was 17, so I did abuse it a little bit. But consider all things considering, I kept good care of it. Because I paid for it out of my pocket. I almost forgot where I was even going with that. Yeah, I was talking about the campaigns. That's right. And you know, and with the campaigns, if you let these people put their own money in, right? You should let them get, maybe if they don't have the money, get a little bit outside money in. But it shouldn't be all outside money from lobbyists. I mean, come on. That's going to throw a wrench in the whole thing. And I never got that as a kid. I never understood why that was that way. Now I know why. Because the whole damn thing is so corrupted. These guys are all actors, guys. I mean, almost literally, almost in the literal sense of the word. They all act like they hate each other on TV. And then it's supposed to permeate down to all of you guys, and all of you guys are supposed to worry about left and right, Republican and Democrat. Instead of worrying about what the hell's really going on, or worrying what benefits your family, or worrying about this. I know people that'll put their family stuff aside just to trash a Democrat or trash a Republican at every chance they get. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you? The people that you're worshiping and praising all this time, they don't even practice what you're practicing. Because when the day's out, they're all hanging out together. You think they're all enemies opposed to each other? That's all part of the drama. It's all part of the drama. Oh, well, we don't want this. Well, we don't want that. Well, we'll just meet in the middle somewhere and everybody's happy. Well, really, you know, the middle ground is bullcrap. It's not better for anybody. But because they argued from both sides, it looks like they met in the middle. You look like you got something accomplished. You got nothing accomplished. Nothing. You know, I could go on this for a while. I got a few things I want to say about this. And, you know, excuse me if I'm repeating some things from maybe a few weeks ago, but I think the whole thing is just, it's absolutely bogus. Republican and Democrat, it's just stupid. Think about it. It's like this. Let's use a sports analogy, guys, okay? Seriously. Let's use a sports analogy right now. And, you know, I don't like to bring sports into this too much, as it's not very important at all in life, and I've realized that. But let's say, okay, now I'm from Boston, okay? So I'm a Red Sox fan. Now, it'd be like, you know, me, you know, really needing to win the All-Star game. Now, as stupid as that is, we can argue that, okay? But it's like me really needing to win the All-Star game because my team has a chance to go to the World Series, okay? And I want to have home field advantage. So when the All-Star game comes, if I'm the coach of the All-Star team and I really want to win the game, am I going to put 9 Red Sox in there because I like the Red Sox? Or am I going to put 3 Red Sox, 3 Yankees, 2 Devil Rays, 1 Indian, you know? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Because that's the best team you can field. I don't understand why people don't want to do that when they vote. Think about it. These are the people that are making the decisions that affect your life. And you don't want to put the best possible people in for each position. If you go in, right, and say you're voting for 9 people, and you vote 9 Democrat or 9 Republican, whatever it is, right? You're not voting for the 9 best people. You're not. You're not. I mean, unless it just happens to line up that way one time where all the Democrats are the best at everything or all the Republicans are the best at, and I don't see that happening, okay? It just doesn't. It just doesn't add up, man. You can't do it like that, okay? Now, if I want to win that All-Star game, right? I want to win that All-Star game. Sure, I want to put John Lester out there, right? Sure, I do. But if I want to win, you know, let's just say, you know, he was still on Toronto, I would put Roy Halladay in there, right? Even though he's not the hometown guy, he's not from my party. You want to win, right? Put the best people possible in office. I don't understand why that's like such a hard thing for people to understand. Before I was even awake to any of this, okay? Listen, guys. We've gone over this before. I've only been awake for like 11 months now, okay? Before I was awake for any of this stuff, all right? Any of it. I knew about the left-right. I mean, how could you guys not know? Couldn't a 10-year-old see through that? It just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I'm going to hop on it for a few minutes because this is important. You guys, I bet there's still some people out there listening that will just go and vote all Republican or all Democrat just because that's what they've always done. Well, that's what their parents have done. Guys, you know, and I love my parents too, but man, you know, our parents can be ignorant sometimes. They're so old-fashioned. They're so set in their ways. We're the generation that makes a difference now. You know, I'm in my mid-30s now, you know, starting to get up there. But my generation of people, I still think as sort of like the younger generation, you know, we're the ones that need to make a difference here. We're the ones that are alert. We're the ones that are awake. We're the ones that grew up in the internet age. That's why, you know, that's why we know so much more than, you know, our parents do. I'm not trying to say we know more than our parents, and you know that's a conversation that could go on forever. And I'm just saying, you know, when it comes to reality of things in the real world, and knowing how much of this stuff is bogus and set up, you know, they grew up watching the news, trusting the news. We grew up with YouTube. You know what I mean? It's different. It's different. When we see something that's wrong, we can just search it and type it in and go look at other angles of it and go look at it from other sides. They couldn't do that 25, 30 years ago. They couldn't. All they could do, guys, was turn the dial. That's it. 4, 5, 7, the radio, a couple stations on the radio, whatever they told them. And they're all controlled from the top. I get mad. Like, I would hear my mother talk about, you know, politics, and it's never real politics. It's always Democrat, Republican. Guys, come on, man. That sounds like the Bloods and the Crips. It does. Think about it. Blue and red. Republican, Democrat. Donkey and elephant. I mean, come on, man. You guys are donkeys and elephants. That's what they remind me of. Yeehaw, yeehaw. Donkeys and elephants. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't even think that I, you know, being 34 years old, I would think, you know, by now, everybody I know would be over this, right? You would think everybody is too smart to fall into that trap. And they do all the time. They do. It's just, it's absolutely bogus, guys. Just think about it, right? Let's look at it this way. I want to give you one more example, and this is a good one. Let's say you're a Republican, okay? You're a big-time Republican. I'm talking about George Bush posters on your wall and everything, all right? Super Republican. You got a Dick Cheney book or something, right? Darth Vader's book. Okay, let's say you're a Republican and, you know, there's an election coming up, okay? And two candidates for the spot that needs to be filled, whatever position that may be of influence to you, you know, there's a Republican and a Democrat. Okay? Now, let's say you are a, I don't know, let's just say you're in any profession, all right? And the Democrat, remember, you're a Republican. Now, the Democrat is going to pass laws that make your life better for your family. Now, it could be anything, whether it's lower taxes on something you use a lot, or it's, you know, less testing for a job you need to get, or it's, better tax benefits for your bracket, whatever it is, right? You know, let's say the Democrat has the right idea, and you know he has the right idea, and he's going to do what's best for your family. And you can't expect a candidate to have the right idea for everybody. It's impossible. Everybody's different, okay? That's why some people do need to vote differently. Even if they're not looking at Republican and Democrat, some people do need to pick different people because different people suit their needs best. So what if the Democrat absolutely suits your needs? He's going to change the school system. Your kid's going to have a better school. You're going to have a better job because of it. And, you know, your wife's business is going to be more profitable because of the tax break she's going to get on certain products or whatever. Okay, you got all that going for you in the Democrat. And then the Republican, okay, the Republican is going to raise taxes on your now, anybody that just tuned in, I'm not picking on Republican or Democrat. I'm neither. I'm just putting both examples out there. Now, let's just say the Republican is going to, you know, increase the taxes for your bracket, or they're going to require more testing for that trucker job you got, or, you know, whatever it is. You're going to vote for the Republican at the peril of your family? Are you serious? Now, a lot of people would be like, no, of course not. Yeah, they would. Don't say no, of course not. Stop. Stop lying. You know there's people out there that even though the other party would be best for their vote and would be best for their family, they'll still stick with their party because they're loyal in their allegiance to their party. It's absolutely absurd. You know, it's 2011. I would have thought this would have been over by now. We got to get rid of the whole damn thing, guys. People want to know what's wrong with this country. I mean, there's so many things that need to be changed, so many things that need to be fixed. We've come so far down the road, okay? I won't even say the road. We've fallen so far down the hole that it's going to be so hard to get back up, okay? You fall in the dirt hole. There's nothing to grab onto. All the dirt's falling in. Every time you grab on and try and climb up, more dirt is falling in the hole. They're kicking more dirt in over your face. We got to get out of it. We got to get, you know, really. You know, obviously overnight it's not going to be fixed, but we got to get rid of this whole left-right crap. Seriously, guys. Because besides everything we just talked about, what it ultimately does, guys, is it just distracts you from the issues. And it takes the focus off of them. It does. All they have to do is hop on the left-right thing, blame it on that party that's in there, and switch it up. But they all work for the same freaking people, guys. They're not switching anything. They're just hitting refresh in your mind. That's what they're doing. When they switch the parties, okay, it's like hitting the refresh button in your mind. Refresh. Oh, look, it's new. New guys in the White House. 4 more years. We'll give them a chance, right? Think about it. Think about when Obama got elected, right? It was no accident he was a black man. I mean, they were trying to do that to not just to get the black people to vote for him, which most of them did, to really seem like they were offering some change, right? Black man's going to be president. Awesome. A lot of people thought that would never happen. I'm glad it happened. I am. Because in the long run, guys, all these presidents are the same. They're all puppets for the same people. So whether it's a Democrat or Republican, this president, that, it doesn't really matter as much as you think. It's the system that matters. Okay? I'm glad they put a black guy in, or half black, whatever he is. You know what I mean? But that shouldn't mean everybody should sit back on their asses. Because they put a black guy in office. The guy's from Africa. The guy speaks well and he's smart. Speaks well because he was CIA trained since he was a little baby. But it's frustrating, guys. It's frustrating trying to get it through. I feel, I don't know if you guys are with me here. You know, I'm sure some of you are. You know, waking people up, guys, isn't easy. It's not. And it's so tiring. Isn't it, guys? Isn't it tiring sometimes? Don't you just get worn down? I get worn down from it, okay? For you out there that know me, you guys know I don't give up. I don't stop. I don't give up harping on it. I'll show anybody anything. If somebody says, hey, my buddy here, he doesn't believe in that. He doesn't believe in this. Can you show him some stuff? And it happens all the time. People ask me to do this all the time. And I'm glad to. That's what I like to do. I don't watch TV anymore. I don't play video games. I don't go out drinking. I research. And the reason I do that, guys, we've been lied to about everything. You know, I used to think it was just, history when I started finding out all this stuff, right? But it's not. It's science. It's health. It's history. Biology, geography, everything's a lie. I mean, really. The only thing I think we learned in school, guys, that wasn't a lie was math. And maybe some literature or something. I mean, seriously. The history books. And I say this all the time. I'm going to do this, you know. I am going to do this because I always say it. And I would get a kick out of this. I really would. And I want to see what's in there. I want to buy an 8th grade history book. I do. You know. And my kid just finished 8th grade last year. I should have asked him to hang on to a book if he still had one. I wonder if he has any lying around in his house. I just want to go through it and laugh. Wouldn't that be a good couple shows? Maybe 1 week, right? For a whole week, I'll get a history book, and we'll just do a couple chapters every night. And we'll just go over it, what it says, and what the real truth is. And you guys will be astonished. Astonished. Everything's been lied about. All the way back from the start of this country to the near end of it. Well, the end of what it meant to be an American. I mean, we've been lied to about everything. Just think about the propaganda in school that we learned. I mean, just think about the things. Let's start way back. Let's start way back. How about the Titanic? Okay? I didn't know the Titanic and everything that surrounded it except what I heard in school. What did you hear in school? Oh, biggest ship ever built, wasn't ever supposed to sink, hit an iceberg on the first voyage, all the people, you know, they froze in the water, the boat went under, had a lot of rich people on it. Right? That's what you heard, pretty much. That's the gist of it. Well, that's not what really happened, is it? Oh, no. That's not what really happened at all. For those of you that don't know, we'll spend 5 minutes on it here. It's a real Titanic story. And I'm not well-versed in it, I admit. But I did spend, a good couple of days researching it and really looking into some things about it. And, I don't consider a couple of days deep research. You guys know that, all right? But, you can, if you really sit down for a couple of days and look at one thing, you can learn a lot about it. And I learned a lot about the Titanic. A lot of stuff that they wouldn't tell us. Okay? The Titanic didn't go down by hitting an iceberg, guys. I'm sorry. It didn't. Now, people out there that want to say, here he goes again. He's a conspiracy theorist. All right, well, here I go again telling the truth and you're ignorant. How's that? Let's talk about how it is. So listen up, buddy. All right? Listen up. The Titanic was meant to go down. J.P. Morgan was supposed to be on that boat. Okay? He backed out with about 30 minutes to go, and it was no coincidence. The people that were the greatest proponents to the Federal Reserve were on board the Titanic. Okay? They were purposely put on board the Titanic to be killed off because, I should have had my homework ready. I apologize. I got up late today and didn't have my notes, but their names escape me right now. But they were very, very wealthy, powerful people within America, and they were very much opposed to the Federal Reserve. They probably were going to get able to get it nixed and just, scrapped. Well, they were put aboard the Titanic, okay? Not only were they put aboard, the crew was swapped out at the last minute. Oh, yeah. The crew was swapped out. The flares were swapped out. So when you're a boat in distress, guys, if you shoot red flares up in the sky, that lets people know that you need help. If you shoot white flares up in the sky, that's like fireworks to them, okay? They don't pay attention to it. That's just like you celebrating. White flares do not mean distress. Somebody switched the flares out on the Titanic, guys. So when these people went into all that trouble and the boat started going underwater and they shot flares out, if anybody saw them, they didn't come. They turned away, okay? Now, like I said, the biggest proponents against the Federal Reserve were on board that boat. And after that boat sunk, I don't know if they used the money directly, or it would seem like almost like they took the insurance money from the Titanic and rolled it up and put it into the Federal Reserve. Because they started it a year later, 1913. The boat sunk in 1912. A few of the same people were involved, like J.P. Morgan, Prescott Bush, some other people. They were involved in getting set up the Federal Reserve, okay? It was no accident that the people that would have been able to stop the Fed were on board the Titanic, all right? It was no accident, guys. Also, and I didn't know this until I heard another host, Justin, talking about it a few days ago. I guess the captain of the boat had a Jesuit priest visit him before the boat left and basically, gave him his last rites. How about that? It's true. It's true stuff, guys. That's the Titanic in a nutshell, okay? Now, we only went over it for 5 minutes. I don't expect you to just believe me. I don't expect you to just believe anybody. That's the problem, guys. Don't just believe anybody right off the bat. You can't be naive like that. You got to do a little bit of your own research. You can't believe people. Now, when we were little kids, obviously, we're not in eighth grade and we're going to get out of school and go say, hey, I'm going to research what I learned in school today and see if they're lying to me. Obviously, you're not. But you're smart enough now to, right? Think back about the stuff you were told. It was all a fraud. Titanic didn't hit a friggin' iceberg. It's one of the biggest lies in history. Jesus, I shouldn't even say that because there's so many lies now when I say the biggest lie in history. Okay, what else? I mean, 9/11, the moon landing, what else? I mean, they lie about everything. They lie about everything, guys. Have you guys seen the moon landings? That's another big thing in the history book, okay? Now, I'm not saying they never went to the moon because when I first saw this and knew the moon landings were fake, I was under the impression that they didn't go to the moon. After further evaluation, though, I mean, I can't be so sure of that. But I can be sure of one thing. Those Apollo landings are fake. Go look at them. I love for people to tell me I'm wrong when I just say, go look at it. I mean, it's obvious. You can see wires picking these guys up by their feet. Okay? There's not supposed to be any other light. You can see lights banking off their helmets. You can see the reflection in the helmet of a ladder and stage props and lights. Okay? It was done in a studio. I have a tape, okay? Listen, guys. It's called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. Write this down, guys. A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. It's on YouTube. It's a documentary. If you type the word full after it, you'll get the whole one. or else you'll get it in like four or five parts. Now, there's a part in there where, you know, they requested a tape from NASA, okay? NASA sent the wrong tape. And what they sent is unbelievable, guys. They sent a tape of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and, you know, astronauts on the Apollo mission that supposedly landed on the moon the first time. And on this tape, guys, they didn't realize it was recording, and they are literally talking about how they're going to fool the world into thinking that they're on the moon. They're talking about this, and they're going over specifics. And what they're doing is they're painting, not painting, but they're shutting out all the lights in the shuttle, okay? So the walls around the circular window are black, 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 black. They even comment, hey, get that light out, okay? They got to have all the light out. So now the black around the window that the Earth is in, the black looks like space. So what that does is it makes Earth, even though Earth is filling up the whole window because they're close, well, now when the walls are black, it looks like Earth is way off in the distance and out of space. You get it? And that's why if you look at some of the pictures of when they were showing Earth heading to the moon in their rear view, it looks warped. Look at it. Go look at it again. It's warped. Why is Earth warped? I'll tell you why. It's because they're filming out a circular curved window. Okay? And not only are they doing that, but they're logged in, okay? And dated and timed. And you know what the date is? The date is the same 3 days that they're supposedly on the moon. And you know where they are? They're about 250 miles above the Earth. That's it, in low Earth orbit. And that's a fact, okay? That is a fact. It's a fact. They were. They lied about it. They're on tape lying about it. Go look at it. Go look at it. It's about halfway through the movie. You'll see it, dude. You'll see it. For everybody that was alive back then, all you guys, you know, that haven't seared in your brain that, you know, those moon landings were real, okay? You got to get past the BS and be willing to have an objective mind and look at some new footage or whatever. Look at some stuff and realize, do you guys realize that when they broadcast that on the air, okay, they had a direct feed going into the news studios, okay? But they wouldn't let them put the direct feed on the air. They made them take the feed, put it into a projector, project the image on the wall, and then take a video camera, videotape the friggin' wall, and then broadcast it live. And that's how it was so grainy. It wasn't because they didn't have high-def cameras, okay? Obviously, the cameras weren't as good back then, but they weren't as bad as they appear in those videos. Not even close, guys. Not even close. And they've had satellites up there for years and years and years. There's not a problem sending the signal down either. It's not. They purposely made it grainy so you couldn't see things like the wires. Spend a day going through the moon stuff. Look at the scenery. You'll see. They one day they're here, okay, and then you know 3 days later, 2 days later, they're at this other place, right? But the backgrounds are the same. I mean, you can even superimpose them over each other, and they'll line up perfectly, okay, perfectly. It was a fraud. It was done in a studio. It was either done in a movie studio, or it might have been done in the high desert of Nevada. Maybe even in Area 51. Some people think it might have been done. Well, I don't have enough evidence to say that, but. If you get satellite views of Area 51, okay, guys, there are moon craters built on there, like the moon in certain parts. And they look just like certain craters on the moon, like they're supposed to be a replica or something. What does that tell you? All right? Maybe that's part of the reason that place is so secret. They've got the moon stuff down there, too. The moon set. And I'm not saying they never went there, because this was just like the 9/11 thing to me. You know, you learn that Bin Laden didn't do it, so you automatically assume that we did it. And it was like the moon was the same way. You know, you see that they didn't go on the Apollo mission, so you assume they never went. Well, that's a bad assumption by me, because after in light of other evidence, in, you know, we won't get into all that right now. But it does seem that they did go to the moon, but they didn't go on the Apollo missions. Okay? And think about it. When could you go to the moon without people noticing? Well, when everybody's looking at a space shuttle taking off in Florida, you could probably launch something else out of somewhere else, right? And that's probably what they did, guys. I'm not saying they took a UFO up there, or I don't know what they took up there. But there are some issues that still remain, like the Van Allen radiation belts. How do they get through them, and how come nobody's ever gotten sick? Here's another good one for you guys. Neil Armstrong, right? First man to ever walk on the moon, right? Greatest step in, you know, biggest step in mankind, yada, 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 the whole nine yards. Well, you would think, right, Neil Armstrong would be probably the number one most interviewed man in the world. I mean, wouldn't he be? If not, I mean, wouldn't he be in the top five? I mean, think about all the people that got interviewed all the time, like even athletes like Michael Jordan. I mean, shouldn't Neil Armstrong be like at the top of that list? Shouldn't he? So do you know, what does he say about the moon every time he's interviewed? What do you guys think he says? Anybody? I'll tell you what he says. He doesn't say anything because he clams up and he won't talk about it. How about that? First man to walk on the moon, and he won't talk about it with anybody. And he releases these cryptic messages like, how did he word it? He was like, you know, there's still so much that's yet to be discovered if we can just peel past the lies and this, that, and the other thing. This is the type of stuff he says when he does speak. And he won't give any interviews. You know, the only interview he's ever given on his moonwalk was the original press conference when they returned and they had a press conference. Like, he's never given an interview. That was it. That was the only time he fielded any questions. I think when they asked him, hey, how come there's no stars? I think he knew right away where everything was going. He decided, I'm never going to talk about this. It's almost like that was like what they couldn't duplicate. Almost like on 9/11. They couldn't duplicate the debris. You know what I mean? Where's all the debris? Well, that was the one thing they couldn't duplicate. They couldn't duplicate all the debris. So they just didn't have it. Just like with the stars of 9/11. You know, I wonder if the same people worked on it. I bet you they did. I bet you some of the same people, if they're still alive, that worked on the moon stuff, worked on all the fakery around September 11th. I'd be curious to get the credits on that, you know? Get the credits and see who was behind these spectacles. That's what they are. Spectacles. Just staged spectacles, made up events to... Now, the whole thing with the moon landing, guys, there's some theories out there that, you know, why would they fake it? Well, they faked it to scare the Russians, because we were in the Cold War, and we wanted to scare the Russians and make them think we were far more technically sound than we were. So, you know, they wouldn't want to attack us. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. I do not have a problem with that, okay? This is the one time I do not have a problem with them lying to us. I am absolutely furious about 9/11. I am absolutely furious about other terrorism things. But I always said if it was something that really was for our good, then I could understand. I mean, I wouldn't want them lying to me. Now, if that really scares the Russians into not attacking us, then that's probably bullcrap. But if it does, you know, fine. They lied to us about the moon landings. It's not a big deal to me. That's not a big deal to me. I can see that. I can see how that, you know, might be beneficial. So see, guys, I can see both sides of the fence. I really can. I'm not just all against the system all the time. I'm not. They actually might have made a good decision there. I'm not saying they did. I'm not saying withhold stuff to us and lie to us about the moon and everything. But nobody got hurt doing that. Okay? It's a little different. They didn't rob America doing that. Well, they probably did. I mean, they probably put trillions of dollars into the space program. But I think you get my point. They might have done for our own good. I'm not saying I totally agree with it, but I'm not up in arms about it. Them bragging and saying they can do something they can't do to make us sound more tough to another nation, I don't really have as much of a problem with that. It's all the other stuff. It is. You know, we'll touch on all this another episode. The whole moon thing, I mean, that's like a week's worth of shows right there. That's a week's worth. Maybe, you know what, maybe we'll talk about some of that tonight, guys. But we're pretty much up against the clock now, guys. Thank you everybody for listening. Tune in tonight at 10 p.m. for another episode of The Wake Up Call with your host, me, Brian Stavely. Thank you, guys.
Fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of dro, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. Dad, don't hold me back. I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, y'all act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with seed? Yeah. Truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You
know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak sell.